Well, great morning, beloveds. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Listen, we're almost there. You've made it halfway through the week. And it's been a busy one for me, but I am so grateful and thankful. When I tell you manifestation is taking place, consistency, because of my consistency, things are unraveling, and I know they're unraveling in your life in a good way. In a good way. And so here we are, you guys. We are on day 20 of a journey of why I love me, and a journey of self-love, 100 days of why I love me. And listen, I would like to connect with you guys and find out some of the wonderful things that have been happening in your life since you've been doing the journey of self-love. And so some days I'm going to skip around because I want to know and see how committed you are to you. Not always having someone lead you, but are you putting in the work for God to really intercede in your life and the things that you are wanting to happen? So it's a journey, and it's a journey of self-love. It's a journey of self. So if you feel like you are in a season of being alone, it's okay, because I am. It's literally a silent season. And I had all these big plans. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And every time I went or reached to do something, the Holy Spirit would sit me down and say, not yet. It's not time. Timing is so very, very important. It's a time for everything. And there is a season for everything. It's just like the seasons that we're in. Spring, summer, fall, winter. The seasons change. And if you try to rush the seasons, you'll miss something very, very important. So flow with what's happening in your life. Don't buck against it. Just go with the flow. Don't move backwards. Just go with the flow. Because you're going to have an amazing, proud moment that you said, because I surrendered my will, my way, now I'm seeing the fruits of my labor. And then that's how manifestation can really take place, when you're not bucking against what God is really trying to unfold in your life. So day 20, you guys, says that every beat of your heart counts. Do not take it for granted. This is a prime example. The first time I really had major surgery was my ACL. And it was the first time that I literally went under the knife. And I was terrified. I was terrified that I was having this breathing nozzle put over my face, and it was going to be the reason that I was breathing. Their machine was going to be the reason that I was breathing, and I stayed awake. I stayed alive. I want you to realize that every beat of your heart counts. The reason my heart didn't stop while someone was monitoring me up under the anesthesia is because there is still purpose and a plan that has to be fulfilled on my life. And yours too. It's why you're still here. Every beat of your heart counts. Please, please don't take it for granted. And you'll hear me talk about purpose and plan and destiny all the time, because it's part of life. is all what we are searching for. Life is hard, but you have the tools that you need to make it through the Word of God. If I don't trust anything or anyone, I trust God and I trust His Word. Why? Because He is faithful to perform that very thing. So place your hand over your heart and feel that heartbeat. You're here. And you're here for a purpose. Don't leave this earth with gifts that need to be shared with the world. Leave empty, knowing that you left a legacy, knowing that your words empowered someone. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Go and be great, my beloveds.